إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن خير الكلام كلام الله، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فإخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. يقول عز وجل: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the human soul, the human being has desires and love for things within his heart, within his soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes this. He says, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا. The human being has desires and loves for things in his soul. Allah says, glamorous to human beings is the love of the lusts of women and children, and vaults of gold and silver, and fine branded horses. Some ulama, they say fine horses like fine cars that people desire after. And fine horses, and cattle, and land. That is the desire, those are the things of this close life. Those are the things, mata'u al-hayat al-dunya. Those are the things of this close life. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the danger to our religion and to our lives is when these desires and lusts become attached to what Allah has forbidden. A person, they worship their desires and lusts. They worship their lusts and desires. If they love, they love because of their lusts. If they hate, it is because of their lusts. If they wish, or if they hold something in high esteem, it is due to their desires, the shahwa. And if they hold something in low esteem, it is due to their shahwa and their desires. And so the person obeys his lusts in loving and hoping and in fear. He becomes obedient to his lusts. He lives for his lusts and for nothing else. So this person, he becomes entrapped by his lusts, just like a predator. It kills, it controls the one that it kills. These lusts, they control him. They have full control over the person. So much so that all of their judgments are made in accordance to their desires and their lusts. Every judgment they make, every decision they make, it's in accordance to their lust and their desire, without any guidance from Allah and His Messenger, in deference to the guidance of Allah and His Messenger. And Imam Al-Qatada, may Allah be pleased with him, one of the early generations, he described this situation. He said that a person who obeys his lusts, it is as if his lusts and desires are riding upon him. They become a weight upon him and he's carrying his lusts and desires. And if a person, their every thinking and thought is in accordance to what they lust, then he has taken his desires and lusts as a god besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, in fact, is confirmed by Allah azza wa jalla in the Qur'an. Allah says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي اتَّخَذُوا إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ Did you not see the one who took his guide as his God, his own desires? He took his own desires, his lusts, as his God. And in fact, many of the early generation, they made a very important statement. They said that the worst God worshipped on earth are the lusts of people. That is the worst God that is worshipped on earth. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we see that many people, they worship, they follow their desires and their lusts, and this is a corruption to the one's religion. This will cause one to be in deference to the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May the most virtuous peace be upon him. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, following the desires is turning away from the guidance of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُ لَكْ فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّهُمْ يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. If they do not respond to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then know that they are following their desires. This was what Allah was confirming. Those who turn away, who turn away from the hadi of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they become obedient to their own desires, to their own lusts. Brothers and sisters in Islam, if we look at the state of affairs of the Muslims today, in light of the Quran and the Sunnah, if we look at the Ummah today, we see that what has befallen us as an Ummah is the result of nothing but obedience to the lusts and desires. We look at the Ummah today, the condition of the Ummah today, and how in light of the Quran and Sunnah, people are no longer following what Allah and His Messenger taught, but they're following the desires in their heart. They're following what is, they're not judging by the scales of the Quran and Sunnah, but they're judging by the scales of their own hawa, their own desires and nafs. And this is the reason for the destruction and for harm that will come upon the Ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, is the one who is following the guidance, is he the same as one who follows his hawa? Are they the same? Certainly they are not. And Ibn al-Qayyim, the great imam and scholar from the land of Damascus, he said, whoever has any sense, whoever reflects, they realize that all corruption and drunkenness amongst people is caused by giving preference to their opinions over what Allah has commanded, over the wahi. All drunkenness, all corruption is caused when people, they give preference to their opinions over the wahi, over what Allah has revealed. And then he said, and when people, they give precedence to their lusts and desires over the sharia. A person, he has opinions and lusts and desires, he gives precedence to that over the wahi of Allah in the sharia. Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, these two forces, the opinions and the lusts and desires, they cause the corruption of the heart. They ruin the heart, they're the cause of destruction of the heart. And then he said, know that there is no ummah except that these two things, following opinions and lusts and desires, led to its destruction. These are the words of Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. As if Ibn al-Qayyim, he was warning the ummah today of what we see today. The lusts from the philosophies that those people have, they lead to the corruption of the heart and the ruining of the religion of a person. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he narrated in what was attributed by Al-Bazzar, may Allah be pleased with him, he said there are three things that will destroy the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said three things that destroy. The first thing is that greed that is obeyed. Somebody has greed and they obey it. And secondly, lusts that are followed after. The lust that a person has, he follows after it. And the third is being impressed with oneself. these three dangerous, deadly things that Prophet warned us about. Greed that is followed, lusts that are obeyed, and being pleased with oneself. Being pleased with oneself. And then he said three things that will save. Three things that will save a person. Fearing Allah in open and in secret. Being conscious of Allah in open and in secret. And having a good intention, whether one is poor or rich. Whether one is poor and they have no money, but they intend to do good. Or somebody's rich, but they keep their intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing is speaking words of truth in anger and in pleasure. Controlling the tongue and speaking words of truth, whether one is angry or in pleasure. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned us of the lusts and desires. He said, "What I fear for you most is the desires that will control you. Your desires that will control you from the stomach and the private parts." He said he feared for us most the desires caused by the stomach and the private parts, and the lust that will mislead you. This was narrated by Imam Ahmad with a sound chain of narration. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, there are so many examples of submission to the lusts when we look and reflect. We see that people are following and running after what Allah has forbidden, chasing after the worldly life, in deference to what Allah has commanded. We see that the ummah, many people have forgotten about the akhirah, they've forgotten about the afterlife in their chase for the goods of this world. And this is what Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا, those who do not desire the meeting with us, وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, they're satisfied with this worldly life. This is their only goal. Then what is the وَطْمَئِنُّ بِهَا, then what is the result of this? أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمْ النَّارُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, those who became enamored with the worldly life, the things of this world, and they forgot about the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not rest their hopes on that day when we shall all meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, listen to this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Reflect upon it for its reality. When we reflect upon it, we realize the truth of our messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "By Allah, I am not worried about poverty afflicting you for the ummah. But I am worried that the dunya will become opened up for you, that you will have the wealth of this world, and then you will compete for it, and it will destroy you. Just like those before you, they competed for the dunya, and it destroyed them." If we reflect on the ummah today, how real this is, how dangerous this is of people competing for the worldly life, not because of poverty, but because of the richness that Allah has blessed them, they end up going astray. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we see one of the major areas where human beings follow the desires, as Allah mentioned, the love of wealth. In the economics, in trading, we see those people who buy and sell in haram. We see people who take riba and spend and take and deal with the riba that Allah has forbidden. We see in many spheres those people who work in jobs that are forbidden by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see those, even if they work in a field that is permissible, or they buy and trade in what is permissible, they cheat when they trade with one another. Even amongst Muslims, they cheat one another. This is obedience to the hawa. This is not out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam At-Tirmidhi, he mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Every ummah will have a temptation, and the temptation of my ummah, the fitna, is in wealth, and in the wealth." Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, these things, this obedience to the hawa, would cause us to go away, to fall away and zigzag away from the obedience of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا الْهَوَىٰ فَيَضِلُّكُمْ فَيَضِلُّكَ عَلَىٰ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَضِلُّكَ عن سبيل الله. Do not follow your desires, your lusts, because they will take you away from the path of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warned us of this. And from the examples of obedience of the hawa, the desires and the lusts, we see how many people, they declare Muslims out of Islam without any evidence from the Quran and Sunnah. They declare other Muslims out of Islam in their actions. They question their intentions. They question their actions and they spread ill thought about them and create hatred and dissension amongst the believers in order to strengthen their own position. And these people oftentimes, they are too strong on their own, they're muta'assab on their own opinion. This is a sign, an example of following hawa. When a person, they're extreme and fanatical in holding on to their own position and refusing to relent to what is correct, this is a sign of following the hawa. And we see the product of this in the media, in the anger and the rage that we see throughout in many Muslim lands. People being fanatical to their own opinion and not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, these hawa, the desires and the shahwa, will cause one to see his rights on everyone else. He will see his right everyone else owes him, but he doesn't see the right of others upon himself. This is a product of the shahwa and the hawa. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to be upright for justice, even if it's against ourselves, our own position and our own rank. Allah says, يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ. O you who believe, be upright for justice. Be stand up for justice. وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Even if it's against your own self. This is true obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And finally, in this first part of the khutbah, beloved brothers and sisters, what do we do to fight our nafs? What must we do in order to avoid the trapping of the nafs? The creator of the nafs, he tells us, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. What is the solution? The creator of the nafs, he tells us, the one who fears the standing in front of his Lord, and then he naha, he prevents his nafs from its desires. وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. He fights his nafs from its desires. What is the reward of that? فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. Indeed, the paradise will be his abode. May Allah grant us that. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, an advice from Hassan al-Basri, the great noble scholar of Islam. He said, A wise person is one, when he has an important affair, he reflects and he asks himself, is this what Allah desires? Is this what Allah has commanded? If he finds that it is not, he puts it off. And if it is permitted by Allah, then he follows through on it. This is the wise man who reflects. And also we see Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, the great imam and scholar, he said very wise words. He said, the one who follows his lusts, they make him blind to the truth. So that anybody who disagrees with him, then he is against him, even if he's on the truth. And anybody who agrees with him, even if he's an ignorant person, then that person becomes happy, even if it's on misguidance. So he seeks to strengthen his own position and not obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what happens when one is blinded by their nafs. And then he says, the affairs and matters are judged by the nafs and not by the religion of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the greatest danger to this ummah today, the great danger for our ummah is obedience of lust. And we see how the hypocrites and the disbelievers, they spread books and media and things to corrupt the ummah so they obey their lusts and desires. They don't call them to obedience to the Sharia of Allah, but they call them to follow their desires and lusts. And these people, they spread a great danger to our ummah. Their objective is to corrupt the character of this ummah, the moral character of our children and our youth, and not to God call us to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beware, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, of every invitation against not calling to the religion of Allah, but following any other way of life. Indeed, that is a great misguidance. May Allah help us to submit to Him and to follow the religion of as taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and keep us safe from all the fitan, all of the fitan, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد إمام المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the struggle against the nafs is a long and hard one. It is a difficult struggle. It is one that one must fortify himself for and protect himself with. And we have to do that first by knowing, by acknowledging Allah in open and secret. Knowing that Allah sees us wherever we are. This is the first way we fortify ourselves against the nafs. As was narrated by Ibn al-Qayyim, the remembrance of Allah is like a fortress within which the arrows of the shaitan cannot penetrate. So we remember first and foremost that Allah is with us and sees us wherever we are. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to crush our nafs. We have to crush the nafs. This is how we will be safe. Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah be pleased with him, he said some very wise words. He said that through patience our minds become upright. By having sabr, our thinking, our aql is made upright. And then he said, and our nafs, our desires are made upright through religion, through deen, through taqwa of Allah. The mind, if without patience, we make many rash and wrong decisions. And our nafs, without the taqwa of Allah, it will lead us astray from the straight path. Honored brothers and sisters in Islam, one final reminder to myself and all of us, inshaAllah ta'ala, is regarding the divisions that come about in matters of fiqh. These divisions between the believers, they should not be caused. These differences in matters of fiqh, they should not lead to differences between one another. The Sahaba, they differed on so many masail, but they never split apart. The Sahaba, they were together as one ummah. We see that what Imam Shatibi said, the Sahaba differed, but they never separated from one another. And also, we see that he also said that in every situation that was new to the ummah, there was differences of opinion. However, these differences, they never caused the believers to divide amongst themselves. They did not cause enmity or hatred. When a new situation comes up and there's different opinions amongst the ulama, these differences in fiqh, how we pray, where we hold our hands, how we move our finger in salah, these are not matters that should lead to hatred and discord. These are matters that we should agree that there's room for difference of opinion. And the people of knowledge, they shouldn't dwell on these matters. But what we must all do is go back to the Qur'an and the Sunnah and the correct understanding of the previous generations. We must leave all of the other differences and go back. Go back to what Allah and His Messenger taught. Go to the Qur'an and Sunnah and the right understanding of the pious predecessors. This is what will bring us together, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam. And the greatest of these actions that the Allah commands is prayer and sending salah on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. وارضي عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وأثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعن التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من منكرات الأخلاق والأعمال والأحواء يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وأصلح أنفسنا ونساءنا وشبابنا والمسلمين أجمعين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. والحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
So, please complete the first lines first. Somebody can come forward and complete the first line. Allahu Akbar. Inna salati wa nusuki. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.